Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
I love you, Jesus, and I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. One more time, seven of you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. And above that, now I worship and adore you. Say, just want to tell you.
God told him, no, don't leave. Stay in the land. Verse 3. Dwell in this land, and I will be with you and bless you. For you and your descendant, I give all these land, and I will perform the oath which I swore to Abraham, your father, 90 years ago. 90 years ago, God told Abraham that he's going to bless his descendant, that he's going to give the land to them. Whatever God tells you will happen. Let me tell you this. Whatever God tells you will what? Will happen. It might not happen when you think it's going to happen, but it is going to happen if you are faithful and you remain steadfast and you remain faithful. So God says that to him. I don't know what the Lord is telling you, because sometimes we're ready to get up and run. Things not working, let me run. And God is saying, no, don't run, stay. Well, I don't know what he's telling you. But God says to Isaac, I need you to stay here. Stay here. And go into verse 18. And Isaac dug again the wells of water which they had dug in the days of Abraham, his father. For the Philistine had stopped them up. After the death of Abraham, he called them by name, which his father had called him. So he's searching for what? Water. They need what? Water. So he says, okay, my dad dig some well and find water. So let's go dig the well that he did. We don't have to worry. We will find water. I want you not to miss this part. The reality is Abraham dig those well. Give them name. Abraham flourished from those well. Isaac says, if my father flourished from those well, we can. The Philistine is the enemy. When my father died, the Philistines said, okay, we get rid of Abraham now. No one else can get no water here. So they stop up those wells. Guess what? When he dig it, he didn't find no water. I'm going to prove it to you. Let's continue to read. Let's read in verse 19. And Isaac's servant dug in the valley. And they find what? Water. They did not locate the water with those old well. That's why I'm telling you, sometimes we miss it because we stuck in the past. You're still looking for it 10 years ago, 15 years ago. And you waste all your time and energy searching for it there while it's just over there. If you just step out, notice Isaac's servant step out. They go further and they dug in the valley now. And there is where the water is. They locate where the water is. Wasn't where Abraham did it. Was in the valley. Let's look at verse 20. Isaac, because they quarreled with him. The first well that they did was Isaac. They name it. So watch this. They dig, they find the water, they were happy. But something happened. There was a struggle now. A fight for it. Isaac called it Isaac, to fight, to struggle. When you start to locate it, your place of fruitfulness is not going to just come easy. There might be a what? A struggle. There might be a what? A quarrel. From the people on the outside want to what? Stop you. They find what they were looking for, and yet comes a struggle now. Have you ever find a job? You were searching for this job and you not find it. And you're so happy. And you went the first day and it's a struggle. Anyone like that? Have you ever find something that you really need? And when you get it, it's war. And then you get discouraged and say, man, I'm just going to leave it. So they find the water. There was a big quarrel breakout. And they says, you know, Isaac and his men just says, okay, just leave it. So they leave it. But they never give up, right? They went on a little further and they dig a second well thing. They never give up now. They went on because they're in search of what? Water. Don't give up on your dream. Don't give up on your dream. Fight for it. Keep on going. Then they dig another well. They quarrel over that one also. So he called its name Sitna. Sitna. This one now. Sitna. To lie in waiting. To lie, Sitna, is to, the Hebrew word means to lie in waiting. We know someone who is lying in waiting for success. And that is a man called Satan. It's another word for Satan. Satan always lies in wait. That's his job. Lie in waiting to jump at you. In Genesis chapter 3, Eve and Adam in the garden. And they were having what? Good time. But Satan lied, waited, called the beast of the field, looking for the opportunity. Are you with me here this morning? He's looking for an opportunity. They dig this well, and here comes water again. And here comes the enemy, waiting, and they take control of that well also. The enemy take control of that well also. I don't know what's going on in your life, how hard you've been pressing to get a breakthrough. And every time it seems like you're getting this breakthrough, something comes up to push you back. I don't know where you are this morning. I hope I'm talking to some real people, not some churchy people, but real people who are going through life struggle, who is going through stuff. You put one foot forward, and you're going to shout, and then you got 2 foot backward. Think think about it. They just give up one well where water was. They come to another spot and they find water again and they have to what? Give it up because of the enemy. But what is this month? Finding your fruitful place. There is a place for every one of us where the enemy can push us out of when we locate it. There is a place for every one of us when we locate it. I will tell you with 100%, the enemy can push you out of it. Let's continue to read. And he moved from there, and he dig a what? Another well. Oh. Are you with me, church? And he moved from there, and they dig the third well, and there was not. No quarrel over it. No quarrel over this well. But they got to go through the first. They got to go through the second to get to the third. I believe we quit too soon. I believe so many of us quit too soon. We give up too soon. Maybe it just takes one more push and we would have got our breakthrough. But we get discouraged. I see something here. They were searching for their place of fruitfulness. And this was the third place they come. So they call the name of that place Rehoboth. That's what they call it. Because he says, for now, watch this. For now the Lord has made what? Room for us. And we shall be fruitful now in this land. That's what you need to find. You got to find a place. Because Rehoboth is a wide open space. This place where you locate it is a what? Wide open place. This is the place of breakthrough. This is when you have breakthrough. It's not a narrow place now. It's a wide open place. In this place, the Lord make room for you. There's no fight. When you find your fruitful place, there is what? Room for you.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make Your Day Count. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.